Thank you for listening to the Fail-Safe Moment. Grab a cup of coffee and let's join Rob Statham for another informative discussion helping people learn from things that go wrong.
Last week, we started talking about barriers that organizations face to learning. And I talked about the nature of people being problem solvers. I talked about it's also our nature to blame and the problems with blame, that it undermines trust and relationships are not healthy when blame is alive and well. And one of the biggest problems is blame. Literally, it's inversely proportional to understanding. It keeps us from even trying to understand. Well, I say all that to continue on from there and mention when things go wrong, when there's a failure, what it does, it literally attracts blame. It absolutely attracts blame. And sorry, I'm going to mute that. Literally attracts blame. That's why we have to have a process involved that will help people ban blame and seek to learn from something, all while they're still doing their normal job, right? You can't stop your business and try and learn from things that go wrong. What you'll discover is you'll be able to understand the physical causes, the parts and pieces, the position, the condition of things, and be able to address those. Those are things you can touch, you can feel, you can take pictures of. You'll also quickly learn people that were involved that contributed to or enabled the physical causes. And if you handle that right in a no-blame process, people actually will come together in a stronger way because they'll be open and honest. And I'll be the first to tell you, the best leaders in the world, they don't try and impress people. They're actually transparent and they're honest, and they do their best. And people respect that. And leaders then, they grow and they get better and stronger. And that's what you need within your organization at all levels, regardless of the position. Unfortunately, what many people think is incidents only happen where the people are out in the field. And Todd Conklin, I should probably call him Dr. Todd Conklin. He said this in a talk one time with organizational learning and human performance, that an organization's like a sharp stick. And that has never left me. I thought, my goodness, what a great word picture. That's exactly what an organization's like. It doesn't matter if you're a service industry, if you're manufacturing, if you're a refinery or a power plant. The point is, everyone involved from one end of the organization to the other, from the bottom to the top, they have their hands on the stick. And when something goes wrong, it usually goes wrong at the pointy end of the stick. That's where people have a tendency to look at the people closest to it and go, what did you do? And the whole time when we do that, we don't understand that we all have a hold of the stick, which what that means is we all play a part. But until we see that we play a part in what went wrong in an incident, in an event, we won't change because we have no reason to change. That's why I think it's so important. We talk about barriers to learning. I think one of the major barriers to organizations learning is they want to learn. They do their best to learn. They tell people to learn. But then the processes that they have in place, they lack in helping people learn because These honestly are tough issues. Whenever you're dealing with people's nature to hurry up and just find an answer, people's nature to just blame other people and move on, people's nature to not slow down, but to move on and get on to the next issue at hand. You have to have a process involved that helps people do that. Think of it as getting on an escalator. I'm sure this has happened to you. You've been at an airport and they have escalators that are going down the walkway there. Well, you can get on those and walk twice as fast, or you can get on those and stand. And I don't know if it's ever happened to you. I'm sure it has. Where you get on those and you would like to walk twice as fast, but for some reason, people in front of you decide to stand and take up the aisle on the left so you can't walk past them and it slows you down. That's not a natural feeling for human beings. We don't like that. We're on a mission and we're going to accomplish it. Well, when something happens, you need a process that slows people down. Just a little bit. It's just like the escalator. You're still going to get there. But while we slow down, all of a sudden, we're going to start to notice what is it about the way we are that contributes to these problems. We're going to actually begin to look at cultural issues that are contributing to the problems around us. That's why they're so hard to see. Most people think that it's all about just fixing our procedures and our processes, which you absolutely have to have robust management systems. I am all for correcting issues that are discovered always, absolutely. But it's more than that. You have to go deeper than that. If you can have the best processes, the best procedures, the best management systems in the world, and if you get people in there with a poor work ethic, poor culture, you are going to have problems just the same. So you have to be able to address both as you move through an incident. That's why we're so big on having a process to do that, because that's what we do. That's what latent cause analysis does. It helps people look at evidence in a way that they learn from things that go wrong. We have a golden rule of latency, of latent cause analysis, where we ask people to try to understand to such an extent that they say they would have done the same thing if they were in that person's shoes. That's the test for if you understand. Most people, especially outside of an incident, will tell you immediately they never would have done that. And the reason is they're not putting themselves in someone else's shoes. They're thinking their experience from what they know, they never would have done that. I hear this all the time, and I'll be honest with you, I can say this on a podcast. The least mature of people are the ones that say that the quickest. And the ones that won't let go of that, honestly, they are not the ones that you want to promote within your organization. They're very much just they have tunnel vision and they're not looking at how they can grow, how they can learn, how they can improve. And if you want an organization, a business, a company that embraces the idea of continuous improvement, right? The little by little, well, the little by little, you have to take those opportunities and learn little by little. And improve. It's not one big breakthrough. It is little by little. If you want that, you have to have people that want that. It's critical. So that's why it's very important to have a process that you're comfortable with, that people can use. It's not a process that you have to bring in experts. When you understand how to lead a latent cause analysis, you can do it on a very large problem, and the results will literally blow your mind. The potential coming out of a stakeholder meeting, doing a latent cause analysis, the potential to fundamentally change people is at its highest. It's honestly shocking the way people receive things, because when they see something that they hadn't saw before, they're not willing just to ignore it. They needed to learn. They know they need to change. They see their part holding that sharp stick. That's why now they start to look at all small problems with a different view. We call it a latent cause mentality, right? They begin to be slow to blame. They're more apt to try to understand and try to see their part. And when you do that, when you get a shift, and you don't need 100% of people within an organization to change your culture. Honestly, you only need about 20%, about one in five, to do that, leaders of your organization. And when they do, the rest will follow. And that's the key to continuous improvement. If you knock out those barriers that we've talked about here over the last 2 weeks, you will see marked improvement. It will come little by little, but over the course of time, and I'm not talking a lot of time, I'm talking within a year or two or three, you will look back and see marked improvement. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate you tuning in to Failsafe Moments. Until next time, stay safe.
Thank you for listening to the Failsafe Moment. We'd love to hear from you. Share your comments and questions below or contact us through our website, www.failsafe-network.com. Once again, that's www.failsafe-network.com. Until next time, have a great day.